Meanwhile, a scheme to save a shrine dedicated to Saint Anthony of Padua on the Indian island of Rameswaram in Tamil Nadu state has received a wide outpouring of support from the local and international community. The press officer for Aid to the Church in Need, John Newton, says the shrine, which was attacked and severely damaged by extremists during a wave of anti-Christian violence in 2008, is a popular pilgrimage site for all people of all faiths.
I mean, what's very interesting is, although it's the opinion of the priest and many others that the destruction and attacks on the shrine were down to fanatic religious groups, possibly the same sort of Hindutva extremists who were responsible for the violence on Christians in Orissa and other parts in the country. The priest, Father Raj, there, says that there's a number of pilgrims who come to the chapel from all different faiths. The chapel attracts Hindus, it attracts Muslims. I'm not quite sure why this is, whether it's the fact that so many of the people on the island are people whose livelihood comes from the sea. And of course, St. Anthony of Padua is revered by many as a patron saint of mariners and fishermen. Or possibly it's just out of respect for a very holy life. But all the religious communities, the local Hindus, the local Muslims, are also very supportive of the move to restore the shrine and indeed to improve it, to build a wall for the compound and to expand it as well, so that there'll be a pilgrim house on the site.